countdown begins.
Everyone, welcome to the show. I'm CF, the plumbing sales coach. Tonight we're going to talk about something so important. Now I know we've talked about it in the past, but we're actually going to dive into it and talk about specifics. In fact, before we get too far into the show, if you're catching the show live, I want you to be able to help me out tonight by simply giving me some problems that you run into, some calls that you run, and then we're going to talk about what the bigger possibilities are on these calls. It can be any call. I don't care what kind of a call it is. I'm very limited in commercial knowledge, but when it comes to the residential home, we can pretty much talk about anything. And I've been to a lot of shops cross country, and so some of you guys have unique situations. We'll break that down for the people at home who maybe aren't as familiar with that situation, and then we'll dive into the actual problem. But we're going to diagnose the problem, not the symptom. We've talked about that before on the show. We talk about it intensely in my actual trainings. And tonight, I really want to take a close look at that. Before we go too much further, though, I want to say what's up to my peeps, all of you out there watching live tonight. What's up, Robert Avila, Derek Underhow? Good to see both of you guys. Who else is watching live? It's not letting me know right now, everyone that's on the show, but I can see the comments. So if you let me know where you're watching from, what company you're with, and what part of, you know, what I think I already said where you're watching from. Yeah, so that would also be what part of the country you're in. Okay, fair enough. So that'd be the same thing. If you're listening to us on the podcast, if you're one of the 25 or 24,000 people that have downloaded the podcast, thank you, and keep on listening to what we're doing here, because we're trying to give you guys the tools, skills, and strategies that you need to be able to create a massive customer following. That's what we're all about. We want to help you guys do that. And so that's how we do it. Part of the way that we do that is through the show. And tonight we're going to talk about part of running the call and how we run the call more appropriately so that we not only find the bigger problem to solve it, but it also does benefit me. We're a for-profit business. And so this does generate more profits. But usually in the big time, 95% of the time, I'd say 99% of the time, maybe even 100% of the time, it gives you a higher customer satisfaction rating. People have less buyer's remorse when they get to be a part of the buying process. And the way that you diagnose the home will absolutely alter how they feel about that, how they experience that. Josh Chandler in the house says, what's up? Pride Plumbing Top Tech in the house. Dude kills it. Bob Kellogg out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. Good to see you, brother, as well. This guy, he's a kind-hearted guy, gets the idea of empathy, gets the idea of service, and that's part of what we're going to talk about tonight, putting yourself in their shoes. Look, I get it. We so often want to try to save the customer money. That's sympathy. That's not empathy. Sympathy is just simply trying to save somebody money. Empathy is actually figuring out what's going on, understanding where it's coming from in their point of view. Maybe they don't have the money to spend today, and we give them option one, and they go with option one, and that's the cheapest option, and that's the kind of, this will get you by. We'll get it fixed for you, maybe rebuild a cartridge, maybe rebuild a toilet, maybe whatever the actual issue is, fix that issue, and that's okay. That's great. I'm okay. I'm great with that. To each his own. Everyone should have that choice. Somebody should be able to go buy the generic bread. Somebody should be able to go buy the generic peanut butter. I'm all for that. When I grew up, no joke, you're not going to believe this, but my mom was conservative with her money, and we ate straight up, man. It said mayonnaise. Can't even make this stuff up. Just was a yellow label, and it said mayonnaise. I have family that watch the show to validate this is real. In fact, I remember our dog straight up ate, you won't believe it, but it was cans of dog food. It was just D-O-G-F-O-O-D, dog food. And so that's, you know, there you go. That's, you know, maybe, whatever. I grew up. It is what it is, right? So everybody's allowed to shop the way they shop. I think we actually might have been able to afford some of the nicer brands. I don't really know our financial situation as a kid, but my mom wanted to buy that way. People are allowed to do that. That's okay. Owner-supplied water heaters, that's okay. I mean, it's not what we recommend, but that's okay. I don't get upset with that. I allow people to do that. But what I'd rather do is focus on how I can build value and show them why that's not okay. Not because I'm telling them, because I'm showing them. And so we're going to talk about that tonight and how we do that. So he says, what up all my boy Matt Miller, Randall Gilmore in the house. In fact, Randall's really one of the people that pointed out to me personally how plumbing really plays a bigger role in society. Yes, it is absolutely. We talk about, gosh, if you go back a year ago, I did show after show after show about the value that a plumber has. And we talked about from the angle of how you got to, sometimes you got to be a, you know, you got to be a problem solver. Sometimes you got to be a plumber. Sometimes you got to be a counselor when people freak out. You got to be a financial advisor when you're trying to give advice on what which route to go. And you got to be all these things in one. And so there's so much value that a plumber has, so much more than plumbers really give themselves credit for, but so much value there, okay? But Randall pointed out to me, he's a pastor, and so of course he's looking at the world through a different lens, same lens I look through, by the way. And he told me, he says, you know, plumbing is like the example of restoration of all things to come, restoration of life, restoration of the all the negatives that we see in the world. And so appropriate to think about in this way right now. If you think about it in that way, as we talk about tonight, diagnosing, you're there to restore the home, restore in the plumbing, in the ways of plumbing. Well, that's a bigger task than just going in and solving Mrs. Jones's problem or symptom that she is currently experiencing. Again, tonight we want plumber interaction. I want to know from you. I really want to get the, you know, kind of throw some problems that you guys get called, some calls that we run, and we could take a look at the bigger issue. I want you to see how I break this down. Maggie says, house on the market and you get called out for a minor issue from Andrew Willey. Sometimes that one can be tough. We'll talk about that one. I love that one. That one's great. I just ran one in California. That'd be a $3,300 call. They don't always work out this way, but you can. But the principles be the same. Because here's the deal. You don't control the situation. You don't try to sell a tankless on every call. You don't try to sell a water softener on every call. You don't try to sell a new sewer line on every call. You don't try to sell a new whatever on every, that's not how it works. Each situation is a situation. You let the plumbing lead to the plumbing. You walk through. We'll talk about that. I like that one. Can you write that one down? I don't want to forget that one. That's a really good one. House on the market and you get called out for a minor issue. That's a great, that is a tough one. Hey, Landon, he says to Landon. Landon says, I read the book, How We Got to Now, and it speaks about the important innovation of plumbing. Absolutely amazing. I love that. I love that. Leak on CPVC and basement pinhole. Ooh, good one. Pinhole leak in the CP. Well, where, Robert, tell everyone where you're at, because that will affect this. Because quite honestly, if you're in like the Midwest, so really quick, I'll just, let's have some fun tonight. Let's talk some, we don't really talk a lot of plumbing on this show. Let's talk a little plumbing tonight. Look, for those who are like, wait, now are you a plumber or are you not a plumber? Look, in Indiana, you don't have to have a license to plumb. I never got a license. I just really was in the industry for a while through service management, general management, consulting, and then also going out into the field and plumbing myself along with other plumbers or on my own for really a short period of time, not 4 years. I don't want to mislead anyone, but I have been around and done that and definitely talked to enough customers to know the ups and downs of it. And so I just want to, I don't want to mislead you. But let's go. Let's talk about it. He says, leak on CPVC in basement pinhole. That's a great one because if you're in the Midwest, CPVC came around. It was kind of like the most amazing thing ever. And then until everyone realized it actually wasn't. Now, for those that are in the southern Florida areas, maybe in Southern California where it never freezes, it never really gets cold. Okay. St. George, Utah, I lived there for a while, never freezes there kind of thing. Okay, I get it. It works. It does its thing. But if you're in the Midwest, it's not the best. It's not really that great. It's really not something you should recommend. It shatters. Bradley says, hey, Chris, love the show. Watching from Port St. Lucie. I bet he's surprised I can pronounce that correctly. But I've been there. He says, I have a one-pipe slab leak trying to sell the advantage of a whole house repipe. All right, well, let's help the brother sell that. We'll value stack that one in just a minute. So let's go back to that pinhole in the CPVC. So the CPVC shatter. So in that case, I'm going to explain that stuff to the customer and just say, look, we can take care of your pinhole today. We're going to test your water pressure. We're going to do some other things just to find the bigger reason of why you got a pinhole. Quite honestly, this shouldn't pop up, I believe. So Robert, you know, I got a lot of technicians. Robert's in the program. Oh, gosh, how many technicians in the program? 150, 175, a lot, 200, somewhere a ton. Okay, so forgive me. I think Georgia, so you probably don't get as much freezing. So okay, here's what we look at on this. You know, like, I want to educate the customer. Now, if you're wherever you are, if CPVC is acceptable, let's just go with that. I'm going to explain to them, hey, this stuff is acceptable here. Shouldn't just leak on its own. There's probably a bigger issue. Maybe it was poor craftsmanship. Maybe there was an anomaly, but we want to just rule some things out here, okay? Think about as you go to the doctor when you have elbow pain. They go, hey, maybe it's elbow pain. Did you bump your elbow? Did something happen? Was there an issue that may have caused the elbow pain? No, it just randomly happened. Okay, elbow pain doesn't just randomly happen. Let's take a deeper look, because maybe the elbow is just the first thing to show up in the sign of arthritis. Or maybe it's just the first thing to show up in tendonitis, or it's just the first thing, and so forth and so on. And then you start taking a look at the history, right? Were you a tennis player? Or were you whatever? Well, in the home, it's the same kind of way, right? I mean, you gotta find out how it was used, what was going on. What happened there? Did the pinhole happen because you just had a contractor and he was poking holes in the wall and he accidentally hit it, or what's going on here? And so we start asking these questions. First of all, the answer is always, all of these is always going to be asked more questions, but that's what we're going to do. We're going to flesh out some of these questions. So I'm asking them, hey, anything I should know, anything that might have took place here that would have caused this pinhole leak? They don't just happen. Again, it could have been poor craftsmanship. If that's the case, I want to check the rest of it out to make sure there's no other future issues. If this one's leaking and not causing water damage, you got lucky. If it's leaking and causing water damage, as you can see, it's more expensive than the plumbing. This plumbing that I have to fix here probably be way cheaper than whatever you're paying over here. So let's make sure you don't have more of overhears happen, kind of thing. And so for those on the podcast, they're like, what are the overhears? We're just referencing the actual damage that's being caused, you know, the cabinets that are being destroyed, the water, the flooring, the whatever, right? So water's going everywhere, because we all know water's great for the home when it's outside of the pipes. So this is just the reality of what we got to take our own minds through. So we got to take the customer along this journey with us. So we start asking all these questions. Then we go, well, let's test your water. Have you ever had a problem like this before? Is this new? Is this, you know, because what I want to understand, I really want to understand, and I want them to understand as I understand. We're going to understand it together. I remember a guy went to a call, Mike. I talk about Mikey. He's just a stud, and he's out of Southern California. And the guy went on a call, and the customer had a few other plumbers out that told me he needed to replace the countertops. He didn't want to replace the countertops, and he told us he wasn't going to replace the countertops. So he wanted a solution that wouldn't require him to replace the countertops, and the situation required him to replace the countertops. So Mike said, well, look, this is how the sink attaches to your counter right here, right here, right here. This is how it works, blah, blah, blah. Now you can see this is all cracked and broken. How do you want me to attach the sink? And the guy was like, well, what about, I can't do that because if you do, see what happened. Oh, yeah, I see. Okay, yeah, that would fall apart. Yep. Any other suggestions? What if you... I straight up on everything. The guy looked at Mike and goes, so I'm going to have to replace countertops. Mike's like, I think you're going to have to replace countertops. The guy replaced countertops. Who sold that guy? Now, Mike. But at the same time, no, that guy sold that guy. That guy sold that guy. And there's no better salesman in the home than the customer is to themselves. The guy sold that guy. There's not going to be any buyer's remorse. That's gone. Whatever little objection you're throwing there, there's not going to be any more quims and quas. He's going to do business with Mike because Mike is the one that got him there to the promised land. Got to understand the power in this. Ask the questions. Here's the other thing that's happening. They're comparing you to all the other experiences in life. No one else is asking questions. No one else is taking the time. You're different. Let the plumbing lead to the plumbing. Absolutely. Amen. Atlanta, Georgia, he says, right. So let's go back to that a little bit more. Let's talk about that pinhole leak. So we talk about, you know, hey, we can make this minor repair, or we can replace. We can repipe, maybe, if that's a smarter decision at this particular time because it was poor craftsmanship, or it's the age of the CPVC, or something like that. We can recommend a PRV if it was actually just a high water pressure issue, and so they don't necessarily need a repipe, but they need to stop the damage. We can offer a softener if we've discovered that the water condition, what we're going to offer what makes sense. Look, if you go to the doctor and you need like, they're not going to do x-rays on your knee if you're having chest pain because it wouldn't make sense. Wouldn't be the right solution. It wouldn't be the right test. Right? So you wouldn't do that. Somebody goes, hey, my water heater's leaking. You're like, all right, let me get my camera and let's drop it down your clean out. That doesn't even make sense. I like that. What about this? Can we go back to the one, the man? What was the one with the homeowner selling the home? Yeah, I love this one. Look, no, we'll get to the slab leak too. I want to help this guy sell this, but I want to go back to the call we just took, the first call Sorry, I'm reading over here. I want to make sure. House is on the market and you get called out for a minor issue. So first of all, when the house is on the market, everything's a minor issue. Everything's easy. They didn't even think they needed it, but the house inspector said they needed it, and it probably doesn't even really need it. I remember we got a call. As you guys know, I started a plumbing company with someone, and I'm going to document the whole thing and show you guys how we're doing. But we got a call just last week was, hey, can you go out and do my main shut off? He goes, the inspector, I'm out of town. The inspector said we needed it. And I don't know, you know, it's like, do I really even need it? And he's probably just making that up. You know, can you tell me if I even need it kind of thing? And it's like, sure. So those calls happen, okay? Now, I know the first thing people would say, ooh, I hope you charge a service call fee because that was probably a waste of time and yada, yada, yada. No, we got the call. We sold the main shutoff. But the bigger thing here is that, in fact, actually, no, he ended up being right. It was before the meter, not his responsibility. We did the right thing, told him, hey, you don't need to deal with this, call the city, and the city actually took care of it. So, but hey, that's part of the realities, right? Take every single call. We take care of, now, there's some calls that we'll weed out. I'm off track here, but I want to get back to that. So we go out, but we still looked at everything. We took a look at the water heater. We took a look at other stuff. We made recommendations. We pointed out things. We're going to do the normal stuff. Doesn't mean they're going to want to do it. Now, we're going to make if it makes sense. If it makes sense. But here's something we're not going to do. We have a picture that I want to show, not that one. I want to show that last pic. Yeah, this one right here. This is what I'm seeing happen. You're so focused on all this stuff. Well, I can find a threaded valve stem. If I take all this apart, let me get the rings. Come on. You can't be doing that. You can't be doing it. Just replace the shutoff. Like, it's a better value to the customer. That's just what we're talking about here is don't be broke fixed. So when it comes to these pinhole leaks, you know, the customer can want to be broke fixed. And so in that, you know, that one that we talked about with the pinhole leak and the CBVC, you know, okay, fine, we'll replace this section of pipe. There's no discounts when we do the minimum because we had to come out here, we had to do everything else. If you want to get it, you know, when we talk about value stacking all the time, so in a scenario like that, you might go, hey, look, you know, this pinhole leak is caused because the CPVC is 26 years old. I have to pick something, so let's just say it's old. And we say, look, you know, you can spend this kind of money, $350, $450, $800 million, whatever the price is for your repair. You can do that in increments. You know, this is probably 0.34% of the entire plumbing system. So at this rate, you're going to spend $24,000 on the repipe, or we can just repipe it for $4,000 or $8,000 or whatever the number is. If there's concrete, not concrete, whatever, right? You can do the math. But you see the point, right? The whole thing is it's a heck of a lot cheaper for them and for everyone. And what's the quality of that repipe that they get for $24,000 pieced out versus one shot where it's well thought out and designed and done with the newest stuff that at that moment all together in unison like a family, right? Like, how much better is that repipe at $8,000 or whatever the price is versus the three times that price because it got pieced out? And you have to really explain that to your customer and help them understand. Now, it's not about trying to convince them. It's just letting them know, hey, look, you don't have to do all the math for them. You don't have to have that long conversation. You could simply say, okay, well, let's find the bigger issue. Let's find the bigger cause. You kind of move through that. And then you say, look, in the long run, here's what was really causing this. You have 128 PSI. You really should get a PRV so we can do the repair and really can't. We want to warranty it, but we just know it's probably going to have issues again in the future. So we'll warranty the craftsmanship, but we can't warranty the part without putting in a PRV. That's option two. We'll put in a PRV. That'll fix the bigger issue. That allows us now to warranty the part and the labor and everything else. And then from there, you can go to option three, maybe based on a conversation of where that led, maybe a softener, maybe something else was old and you put together a price. You know, just give you an example. We were in a home the other day where we're looking at the sump pump system, and this was in Illinois where I went on a call with another company just to do some ride-along training. And we ran a call, and we did $4,000 over two calls, and it was basically one was we ended up selling a water heater off of a sump pump call because the water heater was 18 years old. It wasn't option one. It was option three. He decided to save himself some money and his family some money, and he went for the, you know, he even said, you know, I'm 6 months to a year out on that project just focused on putting this sump pump back together. It's basically an owner-supplied installed sump pump. That's what the call was. So you can turn anything into something just by doing your due diligence and having a genuine, honest, authentic, authentic, real conversation, okay? You're not going to just go to the doctor and they're like, how you doing? Like, how old are you now? 40. Okay, cool. I think we should run you through surgery. I think we should run you through CAT scans. You're like, whoa, why? Why? I feel great. Why are you doing that? You have to get them there. It has to make sense. Okay? So just that's important because you're scaring your customer off. Scare your customers off quick. What do we got here? We got some hellos. I love to see that. Oh, you guys are talking. I love you guys for that. I love the community. Josh says, just happened today. Sewer line is draining slow. No clean out outside and is on a septic system. And the homeowner doesn't know where it is. Options are to pull the toilet, run camera. Other companies said they would do it for $175. Hey, look, I'm okay with that. That company won't be in business long enough to really be a real threat. So they're going to take one call. That's small mind to let that go. $175 to pull a toilet and run a drain machine and run it. I don't know. Maybe. I'm not playing that game. We're not going to draw. We're not there, there. There's nothing you can do there. Actually, I'm very familiar with that call. He says main drain clogs every year. Camera shows orange berg or clay tile that isn't broke, but shifting and joints are offset and catching debris, small root intrusions, but they don't want to replace it to the street. Yeah, I'm doing the math. I think I kind of touched on that some with that CPVC repair with the percentages and breaking that down. It's the same concept. You know, I'm breaking down the new water service line. I'm breaking down the new sewer line. Look, you can do this in increments, in percentages at a higher rate. You know, look, you can. A lot of your customers will go buy a brand new car because they get a 0% interest rate. Typically, when they're offering a 0% interest rate, they're offering a low interest rate on used cars. And when you do the math sometimes between the depreciation of a car and the lost interest on a car and actually shopping and finding a car with 3,000 miles on it that's considerably cheaper, that's not what makes sense. An educated customer understands why they are giving the okay to the solution of their real issue. I mean, see, this. When you say, how do you get rid of buyer's remorse? All of you that ask me, how do you get customers to stop calling you the next day or that afternoon later or 2 days later and complain about the price, right? Can I get a, just type absolutely, 100, definitely if you agree with that. Like people call in and they'll complain about the price after they've agreed to it, they've already signed for it, they've even paid for it. And it's a day later and they woke up and they thought about it and they had a dream and there was unicorns and there was rainbows and there was pots of gold at the end of the rainbow. And they're like, wait a minute, I saw you at the pot of gold and you're taking all my money. Who's gotten that call? One, give me a 100. Give me, right. We've seen this, you know, there's no logic to their logic. It's like watching the news. They sound like a news reporter. No. Not going to go there. Brandon says, most people don't grasp this. Why you must educate? Oh my gosh, you got to educate. First of all, it's the right thing to do. Look at all the 100 double underlines. I love it. Absolutely, Josh says. Yeah, like 4-star review. Great tech service. Love the staff, but the price too high. Actually, that's the best review you can get. That one. I love the 4-star great tech service, loves the staff. Everything was amazing. This place was top-notch. Never experienced anything better. Thought their prices were a little high. What? What? It's 100. My man, fresher than fresh. I have reception. Finally, he re-arrives. Now, there's Joey in Cancun. He's in Cancun. Yeah, man, always, bro. He says the ones under 300. If they spent less than 300, expect a call. I almost feel like everybody's price should be at least 303 or more just because of that. So what you get what you pay for. That's crazy. Meanwhile, everybody's like, I had Wagyu. I had Wagyu steak, and it was 25, and they're bragging about that. I spent 25. I mean, I'm guilty. I think I've done it on the show. I took one of our employees. You guys know we just went skydiving. Okay, so we've done some crazy things here in the last month. Joey started it off with a bang, literally, with the tank deal and then shooting out the guns out of the helicopter. And some of you are like, I'm tired of hearing about the guns out of the helicopter. I don't know, maybe not. I can't. I wake up sometimes like, that was real. And then you know, my boy goes skydiving, and that's a funny story. They took him skydiving. They take him up in the plane. He's going to skydive with his fiance. It's like this crazy, awesome deal. She jumps 5 seconds. He's right behind her. 5 seconds later, clouds coming. She jumps, and 5 seconds in between their jumps, they call it and say, you can't jump. He has to land with the plane, then go back up an hour later, go through all the exhilaration again, and then they jump. So that happened. And then we... there was a car wreck. Someone totaled a car, I think. Someone on staff here totaled a truck. That was me. That happened. You know, you know, I took my boy Matt for his birthday, I took him to Wagyu Steak. And, you know, we brag about it. We love that. Brandon and I had Wagyu Steak at the Joey hooked it up. Joey Cisneros does every, you know, he hooks everything up. You know, we've had those things. We've done those things. And we brag about those things. And I'm not going to give too much of Joey's business away, but I can tell you, when they told me how much that shot for that tank was, I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. I like froze, like, don't do it. B was like, let's do it. I mean, but who cares, right? You live YOLO, right? But that's not really, you live forever, another time for another place. But I mean, look that up in the Bible. But there's just realities to this, right? Like we bragged, but then it's like, oh, you charged me an extra $75 more than the competitor who has a 3.4 rating on Google. You have a 4.9 because I gave you a 4-star rating. Ooh, he says that off the menu steak. That's right. Some of us have had that. You know, some of us have had that. Where's Justin? Where's my boy? Hey, listen, really quick. We got some cool, we're all about that service. Type dominate right now. You want training? You want to know how to do this stuff? Like really focused, grow your business. You can keep watching the show and learn, and that'll be great. Or you can go at an accelerated pace and do like a lot of other people do. Have me out to your shop. You can get our training. Now, when I say have me out to your shop, I didn't mean to say that. That's not what I meant. What I meant was you can get in the training. You can come out to one of our retreats. That's what I meant to say. And you can also find out about whatever we offer, whatever you want to know. You want a free ebook. You want all of our stuff. Type dominate right now. Type dominate in the comments right now. And then guess what? Someone's going to call you tonight. Straight up tonight. Maggie. Maggie's going to give you a call. She's awesome. She's great. She's going to answer your questions. You're not going to get pushed into nothing, but you are going to get your questions answered. So you got to do dominate. It says join that domination nation. But he was cheap and did cheap work. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's like, oh gosh. 4-star review, 5-star performance. Long-time listener, first time live. Thanks for everything. You helped me a lot. Justin, thank you for the shout-out. I love you, brother. Appreciate it. That's why we do what we do, my brother. B says, who showed up in a clapped-out van smoking a cig at your front door? It's exactly what you're up against, you know? It's the people like, what's the magic? The magic is just be a better human. There you go. Well, you don't need the training now. I just gave you all the answers. Mocajete! Yeah, we eat mojitos in the office. I had mojitos with my boy Frankie Lamele, San Pedro, California. It's like saying your name, dude. I mean, you got a cool name. I'll be like, Chris Fresh is tight. No, Frankie Lamele is tight. That is sick. Who thinks he should name his company Flo Melly? That's sick, Flo Melly. I'm just going to tell the boss we should get on this training. He's got us every other one so far. And I like your approach the best. Justin, we aim at serving the customer. It's all about putting the customer first. Everything else is second. I guarantee the money is a byproduct. It all is a result of that, doing that. That is the key to life, not just plumbing. Nope, he's coming to my shop for typing dominate. No, that's not what I said, this guy. He's a salesman. There's a salesman in the chat. Can't rush. He says, you can't try to rush the sale. Take the time to allow the customer to sell themselves. Absolutely take the time. Can't do that when you're running 6 calls a day. You can't do that when you're nickel and diming these people. We're going to talk about this on Tuesday. Some of you are nickel and diming people, and some of you are $5 and $10 people, and it's basically an exaggerated version of nickel and diming. But we're going to talk about this coming up. I mean, look, you know, somebody says, Chris, how do you make more money? Well, you get your price book right, but don't. We have a joke around here, right? We stack them, don't crack them. Some of you guys out there crack them, don't stack them, which means you crack them over the head with your prices. Jeez. You know, you can have high prices for your a la carte. Like, your toilet can be expensive, but your 3 toilets can't be the same price as 1 toilet times 3. Like, there's... Talk about that. Wes says it works. He's not talking about the MLM. The less calls, the better. We learned that. Yeah. The less calls, the better, because when you do more with the calls, then you can spend less on marketing, and then you can spread those calls out over more technicians, and you can what? People can go home in a decent hour. Employees aren't constantly complaining. People want to work for you. You're like, wait a minute. These sound like some of my other problems I have. So you're saying if I build the right culture, if I just focus on the right culture, if I just make the place, like, how do I make people want to work here? Well, make the place you work at wantable to work at. Like, I don't, it's common, it really is common sense. I know the answers, but just because I've been through the failures and I've lived through the pains of not doing these things, thinking that I could control it all, thinking that I had to strategize it all, thinking that I was going to control it all, you'll be dead. You'll be dead in the grave. You'll be one of those stories of the successful guy that had the heart attack at 38 years old or 45 years old or 54 years old or whatever. You'll be that guy. You will. And I don't want you to be that. I don't want you to be that person. It's not just the guys. It's the ladies, too. It's all of us. I don't want you to be that. Okay? So you slow down. Take a chill pill, as my sister used to say when I was a kid. Take a chill pill. Best plumbing training from Fresh ever. I added ever. We do that. It's plagiarism. Convert the calls. Take the time. Time is money. Time is, yes. I see what you're saying. We're going to go with that on this one. Time is a resource. Money is a resource. Understand that too, though. Because we balance our checkbooks, but do we balance our time books? Make more money. That's a whole different deal, right? That's a whole different thought. We're having fun tonight. Who's having fun tonight? Let me know if you're having fun tonight. If I'm wearing you out, let me know. What is a high price? There is no such thing as a high price. Now, there is a reality to being outrageous. We're going to talk about this on Tuesday, but I'll give you a little example. Give you a little example. Let's say your toilets are $850. Okay, now I think you could probably get away with toilets for around $550, some good quality ones like Toto and Trotta. I'm not going to get into this with you guys right now, but whatever, just not a Mansfield. You know, I think you could be $550, $600, you know, whatever, but it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. You could be $850. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with all of that. Okay. In fact, I'd rather you be, if you can be at $550, I'd rather you be at $650 for one toilet and then find that way to give them that value in the third toilet. Right. So, you know, $650 plus $650. Equals $1,300. Well, what's $550 plus $550 by $550? That's $1,650. So you could actually do that last toilet for half price or whatever, right? So then you got a deal now. Buy two, get one half off. So now you're seeing how it's done when you just go to Rack Room Shoes, go to Shoe Carnival, go to Famous Footwear. That's probably not one of them, but go to one of these guys, the famous ones that do the buy one, get one half off. Go in when they don't have the buy one, get one half off and see what the prices are for the exact same shoes when they do have the buy one, get one half off. Prices are just a little tiny bit higher, just enough to make the margin. So you end up only saving like, I think one time I looked, it was like $5 to $10, whatever. But I saved something and I still feel good about buy one, get one half off. So we buy it. Okay, so this stuff works. It's not gimmicky. It's just reality. Here's the thing. If you're just going to call me out for one toilet, I have to make a little bit more than the person that's willing to invest into my company, invest into their plumbing, invest into my time, book a little bit more of my time. If I got to drive a half hour out there and I'm only going to spend an hour out there, I got to somehow make that up versus driving out there for a half an hour and spending 8 hours out there, right? It's totally disproportionate. And what's that worth to you? Not having to go to two or three calls or whatever, or to the owner or whatever. And so maybe now a guy doesn't sit because you did something with your call, and so they can hand that call off to another guy or whatever. You know, maybe whatever. You get the point. Love watching. Always fun watching live. No one on calls at my for all for my guys. Also no Sunday at all. Amen, brother. Now, look, Brandon, I love that we don't dispatch after 4 p.m. for a reason. Happy text equals happy clients. We've talked about 24-hour service. Brandon, I think you're a believer of 24-hour service. I am not, just for the simplicity of my guy. Maybe you have a way of doing that works for you and your culture. I'm not going to get into the nitty gritty. I love it. Just Brandon's about providing service, so high five, brother. I hang out with this dude all the time. We don't have to see eye to eye on everything. You know, he can be wrong from time to time. It's okay. It's okay. Okay? Watch. That's how you get 100 comments on your show. You just say Brandon's wrong and the feed just comes flying in. It says, staff up, baby. Amen. I love that. Good job. giving the customer the understanding of what's going on in the home and giving them the options with a bundle and the savings when we do it today. Bingo. Sunday is the man and family. Look, a lot of reality to when the Bible says taking that seventh day of rest. There's a reason why we're told that. We need it. We need the break. In fact, a lot of owners, when they get real busy, they're surprised to find out that my first answer is going to be to slow down. Bob, in La Crosse, Wisconsin, if you can just type amen right now, that'd be appropriate. But just slowing down is magical. Okay? I'm never wrong. You just didn't understand what I said. That's why I love him. Yeah, he's the dude. If you're a lifelong client, you know, he would be my, what are the websites when people, the dating sites, online sites, like eHarmony and stuff like that. What do they call those relationships? Like online relationships? I don't know. That would be Brandon. He'd be like my man bro that we met online. Romance that we met online. Dude's cooler than a fan, cooler than the other side of the pillow. Those are stolen straight from Stuart Scott. If you guys remember the late, great Stuart Scott, he was a cool dude. Look, this is what we're talking about here. Finding the bigger issue, finding the bigger pain points. He says, I'm out of it, Joey says. I love it. He's like, I'm not getting in the middle of these two. Joey just loves watching how he's like, I can't believe you guys are still friends after some of that. We don't argue. We don't. That's the thing. We always stay pleasant through the whole thing. He says it's never perfect. We strive to be the best. Progress over perfection. Okay. Paralysis by analysis. We've heard it said a million different ways. No catfishing. We've actually met. Rose meat. Okay. Look. Here's the thing, guys. Here's the real reality. Here's the bigger thing that we're talking about. When you run a call, the customer, first of all, is amazing as they are and qualified as they are to spend their own money, and they get to decide, they get to choose, they get to know all that we know before they choose. They get all those are rights, and those aren't privileges, those are rights. Okay, it's different. Meaning they get that. Okay, they get that. They're meaning you have to give that to them. That's not a privilege, and we'll decide if we're gonna. You have to give them that information. You have to take the time with them, okay? That has to happen. Has to happen. Has to happen. Because here's what ends up happening if you don't do it. They make a poor decision. I want to show you guys a couple of things. When the key to really diagnosing all this stuff is right here. It's my boy. When I was a kid, I used to watch this dude. He's a great actor. You guys know Gene Wilder. Let's bring him up here. But he says, keep talking. I'm diagnosing you. And amen to that, because this is listening and listening with intention. Look, we got a funny video that we're going to play in just a second. You guys have probably seen it before. It's just so cute. I'm probably going to get beat up for this because it's like people are going to be like, that's so mean. It's funny. I don't care who you are. You're laughing on the inside. We're going to watch that in just a second here. This is a hilarious video, but this is what happens when you don't diagnose the problem, okay? This is what happens when you don't diagnose the whole entire thing. This is what happens when you just focus on the minor issue. Now, let's say you're at home and you got your kids in the house and, you know, they're tearing the place up, getting rowdy, getting nuts. Say, let's go out in the backyard where there's more space. Let's give you guys a little more space. That'll solve it. So you don't really think about the bigger issue here, that there's no organization. Free time is dangerous time for kids. I got 8 kids. I'm telling you right now, it's truth. The more free time they have, the more danger that comes along. Structured time is always good for kids. Just a little experience there. So you send them out to the backyard. Let's roll the clip. Send them to the backyard. And, oh, yeah, they got free time. Let's go. And you just let them go. Problem solved. Their kids are running around. They're having a great old time. And the stop that you just ignored, you know, the one next to the other stop you fixed, just leaked everywhere. Just leaked everywhere. You have any idea how hard it is to keep a straight face on this show? It's what I have to do. I mean, it just leaked everywhere. And we're over here doing this. There was a call today that a company ran, and they were fixing a bigger issue, and then somebody flushed the toilet upstairs and it leaked all the way down. And they're like, oh, maybe we should go up there and check that wax ring. I mean, look, it's not unreasonable to think that if the 26-year-old toilet in the main bathroom failed, that maybe the 26-year-old toilet is going to fail in the kid's bathroom or the hallway bathroom or the upstairs bathroom or the master bathroom or somewhere else. Maybe. I don't know. Is that unreasonable to think? If a team's 15-0 and they're playing a team that's 0-15, is it reasonable to think they might win that next game? Might be reasonable. Vegas would think so. They're due. You know, you've had we've been out to your home 7 times this year to fix plumbing problems. You're due for some good luck. This should hold. The old hit and run, he called it. Brandon, always coming in. Who'd love to see Brandon on this show? I don't know. We're going to have to censor. We have to get some sensor equipment and some... Oh, we have to get some sensor equipment for that dude. Hey, look, we're going to come to an end. Type dominate right now. If you guys want training, I know we're having some fun tonight. You want training, you guys, look, get trained. Don't be dumb. Get the training. I'm for real. I'm not trying to be funny, but what else are you doing to improve your business? If you got something else going on to make everything better, great. If you don't, get the training. Type dominate. Maggie will reach out to you. We'll get all your questions answered and see if there's a match there. But we're here to help. We love you. We love doing the show. We love helping you guys. We love doing all that we do on here. This was honestly one of the funner episodes I remember. Go back and check episode 85 out, though. That's probably the craziest episode I've ever done. It was with the entire Cisneros brothers. Well, 3 of the 5 is a 5-man brotherhood out there with a sister. Just awesome group. But anyways, 3 of the brothers were on there. Episode 85. Check that episode out. That was a clown fest show. I don't even know what you call that, but you also learn a lot from plumbers who are building a huge, I was going to say a huge empire. They're in the Inland Empire, so it's kind of, that's an area in Southern California, so you call that the Inland Empire. They're building an empire in the Inland Empire. I guess you could do that. They are the Inland Empire. They're the Outland Empire. I'm done. All right, he says, we got called out to replace a gas valve and ended up stacking with a new toilet and threw in the free valve. Boom, $300 call to a $700 call. Bingo, bango. He says, a little delay always helps. The Super Bowl taught us that. All right. You guys got to warn me when this dude puts comments up here. Yeah, I'm going crazy. We're like, how do we take that off? This guy, he's great. We love him. We love him, folks. He's real. He's a real human. That's Brandon Graham. I love doing the show. Thanks for letting me do the show. I wouldn't be doing it if you guys didn't watch it. And I really appreciate that. For those that listen to the podcast, I appreciate all of you, too. I really, really mean that. I love this. All right, guys, I'm going to let you go. We're way over. This was a blast. All right, we love you. All right, listen, you know the deal. As always, serve your community and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.